glad to be here tonight. Well, so are we. And probably by now you're all wondering what our personal lives are really like. We have a song that takes care of that right off the bat. Thank you. I'm really sorry about that. This next number is a really interesting number called the anti-sex backlash of the 80s.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, God, Gilbert, when you said that, I'm afraid I'll have to jump across the gorge, like in this book I'm reading. When you read it back, you need a painkiller. Painkiller, but I'm so over, stuck on some thought I can't express. Messing in it. Have fun. The mental problem of being friends. Some people around here can watch Punky Brewster.
City, and then we kind of graduated into this place that they used to have in New York called Folk City. And wow, do they have a chain of that here? That's really far. Wow. Well, I'm sure it's not the same though as the place that we knew, because, well, you know, like a lot of big famous people came out of there, like, you know, Bob Dylan came out of there, and then Bob Dylan came out of there, and, well, you know, lots of guys like Bob Dylan, and we came out of there, and, well, actually, I'm kind of substantially younger than Maggie and Terry, and when we were first starting singing, I was kind of just like this little wallflower in the corner, and, well, they were pretty wild. You know what I remember?
Is that a compliment or?
Well, just take it for what it is.
Well, yeah, we had a good time in those days. What were you? You were a wallflower sitting in the corner, was that?
Yeah. I can tell they don't remember. I'm not really surprised they don't remember. I could tell a few stories, but then I might get fired, so I don't think I will. But anyway, one of the best things that actually we kind of originated this big fad that was going on down there for a while, about 10 minutes or so, was called getting face down. Has that spread to the one here? It's really a great thing. Well, you can start it there if you want. You just take your face and you put it down. It's kind of the simplicity of it that's the beauty of it. Anyway, we wrote this big hit song about it, and we're going to sing it for you now.
Thank you. Looking in your hotel room earlier. Yeah, I was looking among your bed. I noticed that you had taken the Bible out of the drawer. So what? Well, I mean, it was like all crinkled up on the bed. You know, you shouldn't do that. No, I was surprised, you know, to see it. I mean, I didn't realize that you know, I had no idea that you know, that you could read. No, I know you can read, but I was surprised that you know, were actually reading the Bible.
Well, yeah, actually, I mean, I was planning to give like a little sermon tonight.
Was it anything like the, you know, that other sermon that you gave about, you know, about how it says someplace in the Bible that you should be yourself?
Yeah, it was kind of like a sequel to that. Only this time I was going to say maybe you should try being more like me.
Because I looked through there, you know. I mean, I was looking for that passage. I expected to, you know, be thyself. I don't think it's in there, you know. I didn't see it in there.
Yeah, well, you know, like you can't, you know, skim the Bible. I'm really sorry. I didn't really expect to have to get into this tonight, but this whole thing really started with, I was getting a little bit jealous of Maggie and Terry. I was probably starting to compete with them a little bit, and well, I suppose initially I was trying to top them, and you see, they were writing a lot of songs with other people, and so I decided that I would, well, you know, try to write a song with God. It was really a very heavy experience. You know what I heard? He's suing you.
Would you say that, you know, on God's part, would you say it was one of his, you know, greater efforts, or was it a throwaway piece?
You know, you people really don't know very much about God at all. Because, like, well, all right, I got God over to my house, and I opened the door, and in she walks. It was really very, but no, really, it really wasn't very good, because we didn't like each other at first. I mean, because she wanted me to do a whole bunch of things that, like, basically I didn't want to do. And everything I wanted to do, she said, no, you can't do that. You know, so she had a little bit of a problem. Like, her big idea of what to write a song about was, she said, well, why don't we write a song about that PTL thing, you know, that happened? And I said, well, God, you know, I mean, don't you think that that's a little obvious? And then my idea was that I said, well, how about we write a song about the fact that in New York City, in the public schools, you're like hardly even allowed to mention the word God. Yeah, well, her reaction was similar. She kind of just went like, So we had our problems, but we actually met in the middle somewhere, and we wrote a song, you know, so... like I wrote a song with God on top of everything else that I've done. Basically, well, this next song is a song, and it really is what it is.
Get away from you.
It's just a job that fell through. I'm sure that you
will find another.
I don't believe.
today. I feel the powerful feeling of love. It's just pulsing through my veins. It's going right on up into my brains, actually.
Thank you.
trying to get in the way of the guns, as we always do. Try not to get in the way of the guns. We're flying across the ocean soon. We're flying across the ocean, ocean, ocean soon, ocean soon. Dreamed I saw my guitar topple off onto the runway. Please be careful with my guitar, whoever you are. We're leaving behind our boyfriends soon. We're leaving behind our boyfriends, boyfriends, boyfriends soon, boyfriends soon. I hope they have health food in Dublin and strawberry apricot pie. If they don't have those things in Dublin, we'll probably die. We're going away to Ireland, 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 Ireland,
thank you.
a stone. The change was sudden and complete. La la la. We have sought each other secretly, strong has been the urge. La la la, 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 la. To lie naked facing fear. Speaking sanely now, allotting no lover's advantage. La la la, la la la,
la 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 la,
la 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 la, la 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 la, la la la.
My room is anxious to. Looking for his shoes, he is a shadow in my doorway. La la la.
has its kind of low moments, and this is going to be the low moment of the show. It's time for me to introduce the band now. Over here on my right is a person who has such an incredible inferiority complex. You wouldn't believe it, really. No, I try to tell her, I say, Tara, you're great. You know, you play the guitar better than Keith Jarrett. You know, you're a beautiful singer. You know, you got a big appetite. I even try to tell her she was a genius in her own little way. But no, she doesn't believe me. So tell her you love her. This is Tara. Personal for me. I have to tell you that I told a lie a little bit earlier in the show. I said that I was younger than Maggie and Terry, but really I'm just a little bit older than them. And when they were first starting singing, I was raising a family. It's not really that funny. Well, it was just a family of two, and me and my little girl here have grown up to be big girls. You know, I spent a lot of money on piano lessons, you know, like basically money I didn't have. And so when she reached 18, I said to Maggie and Terry, I'd kind of like this thing to pay off for me in a big way, you know. So he either let her join the group or we're going to split off and do like a Judds type of a thing. So of course I said, go ahead, anything you want, you know, we'll be very happy if you join the group. No. We said, go ahead and split off, don't we? Don't you remember we gave you the name for the group and stuff? I don't know.
The Duds.
Oh, that's really funny. Anyway, I'm going to introduce her to you now, but there's just one thing. She kind of insists upon using her father's last name, or at least who we think her father's last name is. No, I mean, well, it really doesn't matter. Like, they're all nice guys and all of that. No, it does bug me. I mean, I don't know why she has to have this big idealistic thing about her father. Like, where was the mom when we needed him? But, gee, this is kind of personal. I shouldn't be talking about this, I guess. So I just will introduce her to you now. And you know what? Philly is her favorite place to play. So please give a warm welcome to Libby McLaren. And then, of course, last but not least, is you people. I mean, really, no, I mean, hey, look, it would have been a lot different if you weren't here. And also, the clapping is great, because can you imagine if you weren't clapping? Oh, my God. It would be very deadly. And actually, I feel very, you know, touched by you, and I actually would kind of like to tell you that I love you, you know, but you're not going to believe that, right? So what do you say to a room full of people who have moved you in a big way and you don't even know any of them? It's a hard problem. So how about this? On behalf of the whole group, we hope that you have
a nice life.
And but wait, no, wait, no, no. If you don't, it's like not our fault. So we're gonna do a couple of more songs for you now, and. Oh, everyone knows who I am. In Texas. It's a square dance in Texas. I got a lot of boyfriends down there and they take me dancing. Anyway, I'm many different people, so it would take too long to introduce us all.